Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on Tuesday, July the 6th, 2021. Back after that long holiday weekend, 14 and a half minutes past the hour here. Now, last hour we were talking about fireworks going off in this area, I was asking, did anybody see the Marion County fireworks this past weekend? I did not get a chance to see them because I was over in Russell's Point. So if anybody saw them, let me know what they looked like. 740-383-9944. How were they this past weekend here in Marion? Also, do want to let one of our listeners know we have this jar of elderberry jelly that Charlene won, I think about 3 weeks ago now, that she has not been able to pick up. She could pick that up today between 4 and 5 p.m. Also, we do have a pair of tickets here to Zumbezi Bay for Scott, one of our listeners. He could pick those up between 4 and 5 today. And we have this Wendy's gift card for Grover that could be picked up between 4 and 5 today here at WWGH Radio. So if Charlene or Grover or Scott are out there listening, let me know if you would like to come in and get these today between 4 and 5. They will be here for you to pick up. 740-383-9944. They've been laying here for quite a while. And with 92-degree weather like we've had the last few days, Zumbezi Bay might be a nice idea as it might be nice to eat this elderberry jelly as well. See, I feel bad with Charlene because I remember she had called in and won this elderberry jelly about 3 weeks ago. And I think she said she was working in a doctor's office at the time, which she probably still is. And I thought, well, maybe over the holiday, the July 4th holiday week, maybe the doctor's office was on vacation or something, and that's why we had not heard from her. So I hope she pops back up on the radar here pretty soon and lets us know when she plans to come get this elderberry jelly, which was from Amish country over in Sugar Creek, because we would like to get that to her. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Don't forget today, the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. right here on this station, as well as Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And again, if you come in, your prizes are laying right to the left of the main desk. So we've got Scott with the Zumbezi Bay passes. We have got Charlene with the elderberry jelly. And we have got Grover with the Wendy's gift card. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Now, here's the thing that happened at the 4th of July cookout that I wanted to talk about. Now, as I said, you know, Angie made the blueberry heaven on earth dessert, and Mary Ellen Withrow made the Brunswagger dip, and I believe Jeannie made some kind of grape salad. It was all very good. So, in any event, here's what happened. The day of the cookout. Now, I had just had a cookout back on Memorial Day. The day of the cookout was kind of busy, July 4th, and I was on the phone with somebody trying to give them directions on how to get to where they needed to get to. So I was inside on the phone with somebody. Now, that morning, I was trying to get things ready, get the table set up, get the tablecloth on, get all the chairs in the garage, get help get the grill because we transported a grill set up so everything was good to go. So I was trying to make sure everything was good and ready and get all the stuff out on the table, the ketchup, the mustard, the mayonnaise, the chip dip, all that sort of thing. So I'm kind of preoccupied with all this stuff. So at one point, I wanted to go outside with a broom and I wanted to sweep off the front patio to my house because that's where I took a lot of the chairs, and there were leaves and things there that I just needed to dust off. And in the garage, you know, there's just that dirt and dust that accumulates on a garage floor that I needed to sweep up to make sure everything looked okay. So I did get the broom, and I did get the front porch. I got that all cleaned up. And at one point, I went into the garage, and I was going to start doing the garage floor. I really had intentions to clean the dirt, dust, whatever it is, off of the garage floor. But I did not get to it by the time people were arriving. So, in any event, I ended up going inside. Angie was outside doing the hamburgers and the hot dogs, and her mom, Jeannie, had arrived, and she was sitting out there, and I had went back inside with Sean to make this phone call to try to give directions to this person on how to get where they were going, and I was probably inside about 15 minutes. So in the meantime, Mary Ellen Withrow had arrived at the cookout. So I did not realize that she had arrived, but I got off the phone and I went outside with Sean to join everybody else outside. So I go outside and Mary Ellen, I never saw this, but I guessed when Mary Ellen arrived, she asked for a broom and she cleaned off my garage floor. She took all that dirt and dust with a broom and dusted it. You know, I don't know what she did with it. I don't know if she dusted it outside or she dusted it into something. I'm not really sure what happened because I was not out there. But, you know, I felt... Now, first of all, this is a nice, nice lady. You know, she, former treasurer of the United States... Nice enough to come as a guest to this 4th of July cookout. She made this Brunswiger dip for everybody, this goose liver dip, which was very, very good. She's always very hospitable. And now I feel bad because I feel like I had her sweeping the floor of the garage. Now, see, that's what you don't want. That's just how tabloids get started. You know, one minute, everything's going fine, and then you've got somebody out there sweeping up in your garage. Now, what do you think? Do you think this is a bad thing that this happened? I mean, out of the kindness of her heart, I feel so grateful that she did it. I, and I even thanked her for doing it, but I feel bad that she had to do it. You know, I should have taken care of this. I should have been on it. I should have been more together with my cookout. Now, she never mentioned it to me, to be honest. I don't think she ever did. I think people told me when I came outside that Mary Ellen had swept up the garage. But, you know, again, it speaks to the kind of woman she is that she would come to somebody's house and sweep up the garage. What a story to tell. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on this? Now, I really feel bad because if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you know the chocolate incident that happened at her birthday party at her house last fall. You know the incident with the chocolate, which I'm not going to tell that story again because it's a long, long story, which, to be honest with you, I still don't know if she really knows about. I don't know... See, I can't tell if somebody's told her about it or she's listened and knows about it and she just hasn't asked me about it because she's kind and just wouldn't do that. But I don't know, it just compiles. Because now I feel like when I went to her house, I did this thing with the chocolate, which I feel bad about. And when she came to my house, she you know, sweeps up the garage. So, you know, you just tend to feel bad. I don't know. What do you think? Does anybody have an opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, this is a real life issue that people face in life. When you have people over, there's always something like this. I mean, you look at Christmas parties, you look at Thanksgiving parties, you look at cookouts that happen during the summer months. There's always something like this that happens. And you end up thinking, what is the etiquette involved in these particular situations? So if anybody has a thought, give me a buzz, and you can tell me I'm wrong here, because I feel guilty about the whole thing. 740-383-9944. Just give me a buzz, and we can discuss it. Because the last thing I want is to feel like I made Mary Ellen sweep my garage. Which, again, I didn't ask her to sweep the garage, but it did need to be done, and she just decided to do it. So there you go. There's a little insight. Now, most people wouldn't even tell that story on the radio, but I feel the need to tell it because I think it speaks again to the type of person that she is, how nice she is, and friendly. And as I say, she never brought it up to me at all. It was just the people outside who said, oh, you know, Mary Ellen had to sweep your garage out. And why do the garage floors get like that? Where does that stuff come from? That dirt or dust or whatever it is, just fall off your tires, I guess? Who knows? 740-383-99 if you have anything to say. I just saw a picture of that 24-year-old kid who was killed by the fireworks. What an awful, awful thing that is, the goalie from Columbus for the Blue Jackets. Just a terrible, terrible thing, a firework mishap. 24 years old, and I've never heard of one like that, where somebody's in a hot tub and it hits them in the chest. It's just an absolute tragedy, to be honest with you. Now, I wanted to give away some more Zumbezi Bay passes today because it's hot. And when it's hot, people would like to go to the water park. There's no doubt about that. But I'm trying to see if I have any questions here that we have not went through on the program. Let's see if I can find something here that we have not done. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to look at this paper we have. Okay. Well, I think we've got some of these. Well, you know what? We'll do what we have normally done here, is if you call in and you answer a question, we'll write your name down. And at the end of the hour this morning, as we get close to 10 o'clock, if you've answered a right question, we will draw out a winner. So here's the first question. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School of Girls on The Facts of Life during the first year it was on? Okay, Facts of Life people out there. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on The Facts of Life during the first year it was on? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember the old Facts of Life television series? Does anybody remember who the headmaster was at the Eastland School for Girls during the Facts of Life television series during their first year. Now remember, if you call in and answer this right, we'll enter you into a contest to win a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets, and we're going to draw the winner this morning right before 10 o'clock. So with all this hot weather, I'm sure a lot of people would like to go to Zumbezi Bay, without a doubt. Very, very hot and humid lately, and I don't know what the cicada situation is down in down at Zumbezi Bay right now. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was that Mrs. Garrett?
Not Mrs. Garrett. She was the house mother, but she was not the headmaster.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. No, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett, she was the house mother, but she was not the headmaster. The question again is, who was the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls during the Facts of Life during its first year? Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the Facts of Life during the first year it was on? 740-383-9944. Might be a Google question this morning. People will have to consult the Google. 30 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, and the prize this morning will be a pair of Zumbezi Bay passes, which you can pick up today between 4 and 5 p.m. Does anybody know the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the Facts of Life during its first season? And maybe I'll throw out some other questions here just to see if anybody can knock some of them out. On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? I guess that would be Punky. On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Remember, she was an orphan who was taken in by the gentleman. Does anybody know how that all happened? Now, here's one more, so we'll have three going at the same time. What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Does anybody know that? What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? It spun off from another very popular television series at that time. Does anybody know the answers to any of these television trivia questions this morning? 740-383-9944, 31 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning. 740-383-9944. Must be some hard questions out there this morning. Okay, remember the questions again. What was the name of the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls on the Facts of Life during its first year? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? And what show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Steve Bradley?
Steve Bradley. Yes, it was. Mr. Stephen Bradley. He was the headmaster. What's your name, ma'am?
Judy Jackson.
Judy Jackson. Judy, you're in the contest. Remember, you can enter as many times as you want in the next 30 minutes, and we're going to draw those passes this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, Judy Jackson got it right here. It was Mr. Stephen Bradley. He was the headmaster at the Eastland School for Girls during its Facts of Life first season. All right, two more questions out there still. On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? Now remember, the whole show was based around Punky being an orphan. Does anybody remember this? On Punky Brewster, how was she abandoned by her mother? The other show here. What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Another popular show of the time. What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? 740-383-9944. Zoom BZ Bay tickets hang in the balance today. That's what you will win if you get the questions right and we draw your name here in about 30 minutes. You can enter as many times as you like. So the two questions right now: how was Punky Brewster abandoned by her mother on the television series? And what show was Family Matters a spinoff from? 740-383-9944. I guess I'll get another question going here, so we'll have three going at one time. What is the connection between The Jeffersons and Good Times? Remember both of those series? What is the connection between Jeffersons and Good Times? Two popular television series of the 1970s. Does anybody know what the connection is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, the three questions floating around right now on Punky Brewster: how was she abandoned by her mother? What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? Remember, Family Matters came from another very popular television series. And what is the connection between Jeffersons and Good Times? Those two very popular television series of the 1970s. Does anybody have the answers? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're all coming off these this weekend. Go ahead, caller.
Punky Brewster was abandoned in a grocery store parking lot with her dog, Brandon.
Yep, her mother went into the grocery store and never came out. You've got it. Is this Trish?
Yes.
All right, you're in, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Trish is in the competition this morning. What happened on Punky Brewster? How was she abandoned by her mother? Her mother went into the grocery store and just never came out. That's what happened. All right, but we do have two other questions going here, and 25 minutes here this morning before we do our drawing. What was the show Family Matters a spinoff from? Family Matters was a very popular television series, but it spun off from another popular television series. Does anybody know what that was? What is the connection between Jeffersons and the Good Times television series? The Jeffersons and Good Times have a connection. What is it? Okay, let's see here. Oh, here's another one. This is fun. On Punky Brewster, her best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would her full name have been? Now, that's kind of a difficult question, but an interesting one. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember that episode? So now the three questions on the table. What show was Family Matters a spinoff from? What's the connection between the Jeffersons and the Good Times television series? And on Punky Brewster, her best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would Cherry's full name have been? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here and we will get you on the air and possibly get you into the competition here to win a couple passes to Zumbezi Bay. Judy Jackson, Trish are both in the competition this morning, and right about 10 o'clock this morning, we will draw the winner, and you can pick those passes up today between 4 and 5 right here at WWGH Radio. Does anybody know the answers? You can enter as many times as you like this morning. 740-383-9944. All right, let's see if this is somebody who knows the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Yes, do you remember Perfect Strangers?
Yes, I do.
All right, what's your name?
Courtney.
Courtney, you are in. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Courtney is in here. Family Matters. Absolutely. Came from Perfect Strangers, Balky and Larry. I remember that show well. So, what show was Family Matters a spinoff from? It was Perfect Strangers. Harriet Winslow, who was the mother on Family Matters, was the elevator security guard on Perfect Strangers. Okay, two questions left here. You can get in as many times as you like. It certainly would increase your chances of winning. What is the connection between the Jeffersons and Good Times? Does anybody know that? Between those two 1970s television series. What is the connection between the Jeffersons and Good Times? And the other question here this morning, on Punky Brewster, her best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would Cherry's full name have been? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are here, waiting for answers this morning. The prize is a pair of passes to Zumbeezy Bay, which we will draw at about 10 o'clock in 20 minutes. All right, you know what? We're going to throw some more questions here. We have some here. Okay, here's some more questions. We'll get one more going, so we have three going at the same time like we have. What TV series did Wally Amos, Famous Amos Cookie Man, appear as himself? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on the Jeffersons, the song Moving On Up by somebody by name Du Bois. And then on Good Times, she played on the show, the one that had the song Moving On Up.
That's right. Janae Du Bois sang the Jeffersons theme song, and she also was a character, the neighbor, on the television series Good Times. You got it. You're in again, Trish. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Trish gets in again. That's absolutely right. What's the connection between the Jeffersons and Good Times? Janae Du Bois, I believe that's how you say her name, was the neighbor on Good Times, and she also sang the theme song for the Jeffersons. Okay, the remaining questions. On Punky Brewster, her best friend was Cherry. She was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would Cherry's full name have been? What TV series did Famous Wally Amos from the cookie business appear as himself? Does anybody know that? On the TV series, what TV series did Famous Wally Amos, the cookie man, appear as himself? And we will throw another question out here. So we have three going again at the same time. How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are sold every year? Does anybody know that? How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are sold every year? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got Trish in twice this morning, Judy Jackson in once, and Courtney in once, and the prize this morning, a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, and you can enter as many times as you like, and we're going to do the drawing at 10 o'clock this morning, and you can pick up the tickets between 4 and 5. All right, the three questions out there on Punky Brewster. Her best friend Sherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she had married him, what would Sherry's full name have been? Go ahead, caller.
For the cookies, 200 million a year.
200 million Girl Scout cookies are sold every year. You have got it right. Is this Judy again?
This is.
All right, Judy, you're in again. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Judy got in again. Yes, the question was, let's see here. How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are sold every year? That would be 200 million cookies. Absolutely. All right, the other two questions out there. What TV series did famous Wally Amos of the famous Amos Cookie Company appear as himself? Does anybody know that? What TV series did famous Wally Amos of the famous Amos Cookie Company appear as himself? And the other Punky Brewster question. On Punky Brewster, her best friend was named Cherry, and she was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If Cherry had married Donald, what would her full name have been? I hope somebody gets this soon so I don't have to repeat that question anymore. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Famous Amos was on Taxi.
Famous Amos was on Taxi. He came to help Latka make his cookies. You got it right. What's your name, sir?
I'm Bill Ballinger.
Hey, Bill. How you doing this morning?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, hey, thank you for getting in the competition.
Thank you.
Bill Ballinger's in. The answer was Taxi. Absolutely. What TV series did famous Wally Amos appear as himself? It was Taxi. Okay. So those questions are done. So we still have the Punky Brewster question here. On Punky Brewster, her best friend was named Cherry, and she was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would her full name have been? Does anybody know this? What would Cherry's full name have been if she had married Donald? Okay. Now we have some more questions here. Let me grab them real quick. Okay, here we go. Here's some more questions. Let's see what we got. Okay, we got a lot of these answered. Okay, what show is Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? What show is Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? There's another question for you. Okay, and what other ones do we have here? Pull up another page of these questions that we have not gotten through. Okay, on The Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they wanted to form a singing group? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. Well, there's three questions for you. Does anybody know the answer to any of those questions? Now, remember, the prize this morning is a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay. 740-383-9944. You can enter the competition as much as you like. Now, the three questions right now. On Punky Brewster, Punky's best friend Cherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would her full name have been? Cherry's full name. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Does anybody know that? What show was the Dukes of Hazzard, very popular television series, a spinoff from? And another Facts of Life question here. On Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they wanted to form a singing group? Now, that would have been the Facts of Life girls. Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Wouldn't it be great to get these three questions knocked out in the next 12 minutes here? Get three more people entered into this competition to win a pair of tickets from Zumbezi Bay. We've got Judy Jackson in twice, we've got Trish in twice, we've got Courtney in, and we've got Bill Ballinger in. Is anybody else going to get in this competition this morning? Phones are silent right now, 49 minutes past the hour. Pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay is the prize. 740-383-9944. On Punky Brewster, her best friend Sherry was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would Sherry's full name have been? Now think about the first name Cherry. What would be an interesting name if your first name was Cherry? Okay. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Did anybody know it was a spinoff? Kind of interesting. Dukes of Hazzard with John Schneider and Tom Wopat, very popular television series. It was a spinoff. Does anybody know what show Dukes of Hazzard was a spinoff from? And then, of course, we have another Facts of Life question here. On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they wanted to form a singing group? Now that would be the Facts of Life girls. 740-383-9944. Is anybody going to get the answers to any of those questions? Is anybody even going to take a guess at this point? You could get a chance to win a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay during these hot, hot days here in Central Ohio. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get an answer to any of these questions? Boy, these must be three really hard questions. We've had them here for a while. All right, pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which you can pick up at 4 o'clock today. Hang in the balance with these three questions. On Punky Brewster, her best friend was named Cherry. She was discussing marrying a guy named Donald. If she married him, what would her full name have been? Now think, if you have a first name of Cherry, what might it be an interesting name? That could be guessed, to be honest. Think if your first name was Cherry and you got married, what would be a, I guess, funny name that you would have? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? It actually spun off from another television series. Does anybody know what that was? 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Her name would have been Cherry Soda.
You got it right. Her name would have been Cherry Soda. Did you find
Google
that, or was that just a guess?
I had to Google it.
Had to Google it. Well, I'm glad we finally got that one knocked out. I got you in again, Trish. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, if Cherry had married Donald on Punky Brewster, her name would have been Cherry Soda. So we have that one knocked out for the day. So now we're down to two here and about 8 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Does anybody know that? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? On the Facts of Life, What was the name Andy thought up to give the Facts of Life girls when they needed to form a singing group? Does anybody know that? On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they wanted to form a singing group? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Put your thinking caps on or get your Googling fingers ready here this morning. Two questions left to go in this competition. About 6 minutes left before we do the drawing. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get these final two questions answered? Wouldn't that be nice? Go ahead, caller.
Enos is the answer for...
No, not Enos. Enos spun off from the Facts of Life, or Dukes of Hazzard, excuse me. Right, yeah. Enos spun off from that, but I'm asking what show the Dukes of Hazzard was a spinoff from.
I see. All right.
Thank you. Nope, no problem. But yes, Enos was a spinoff from the Dukes of Hazzard, but the Dukes of Hazzard actually spun off from another television series. So, there you go. That's the difference. Enos spun off from the Dukes of Hazzard, but the Dukes of Hazzard itself spun off from another popular television series. Okay, 740-383-9944. Now another question here. Well, we still got the Facts of Life question. Does anybody know that one? On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? And that would have been the Facts of Life girls. 740-383-9944. 5 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. Two questions remain. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Okay, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
Was Starsky and Hutch the spinoff?
Not Starsky and Hutch, but that's a good guess.
All right.
Not Starsky and Hutch here this morning. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? 740-383-9944. And I don't even think we've had a guess on this one. On the Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? And that would have been the Facts of Life girls. 740-383-9944, a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets hang in the balance. Don't forget, the Adam the Computer Guy show comes up 2:10 to 3 p.m. today. And then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 till 5 p.m. We also have the Elderberry Jelly, which Charlene can pick up today between 4 and 5. A pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets for Scott. He can get those today for between 4 and 5. As well as the Wendy's gift card for Grover. And we're also going to have a pair of Zumbezi Bay tickets here to giveaway if we can get these final two questions answered. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour. Only a few minutes left before we're going to do the drawing here. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? On the Facts of Life, what was the name Little Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? Does anybody know that? The Facts of Life girls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have got Judy Jackson in twice here. We've got Trish in three times. We've got Courtney in once, and we have got Bill Ballinger in once. And again, the prize today is a pair of tickets to Zumbezi Bay, which will be drawn in about 2 minutes here. If we can get a couple more answers, we can get a couple more people in the drawing. make that phone ring. It hasn't rang here for a little bit. All right, here comes another guest flopping in. Go ahead, caller.
Was the group named Duwah?
Not Duwah.
Okay.
Okay, good guess, though. Not Duwah. The question is, on Facts of Life, what was the name Andy thought up to give the girls when they needed a name for their singing group? The Facts of Life girls. 740-383-9944. And then we have, what show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? Does anybody know that? What show is the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? What is the name of the singing group that Little Andy gave the Facts of Life girls? 740-383-9944. We're going to do our big drawing here in about a minute, so it'd be good to get a couple more guesses in here on apparently these very difficult questions that we have left. Television trivia is where we are this morning. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? And the other question on the Facts of Life, what was the name Little Andy thought up to give the Facts of Life girls when they needed a name for their singing group? 740-383-9944, about 30 seconds left, and we're going to do the drawing here. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get one more guess in here on the questions we have? 740-383-9944. One more guess, and then we'll do the big drawing here for the Zumbezi Bay tickets, which you can pick up today between 4 and 5 o'clock. Any more guesses as the clock ticks out here? What show was Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff from? What was the singing group name for the Facts of Life girls on the Facts of Life? Any guesses? 740-383-9944. It all hangs in the balance here momentarily. And then we will draw for the passes to Zumbezi Bay. If I can find the passes for Zumbezi Bay. Well, let me see here. Okay. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. There's our passes. Okay. Two passes to Zumbezi Bay. Anybody else going to get in here real quick? 740-383-9944. Be thinking about these questions. We might do them again tomorrow. Give away some more Zumbezi Bay passes. All right. Well, okay, here's our last guess. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
The Dukes of Hazzard would be the Dukes?
Not the Dukes, but a good guess.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Not the Dukes. No, no. What show was the Dukes of Hazzard a spinoff of? And what was the name Little Andy gave the Facts of Life girls for a singing group name? We'll take one more guess here as well. We got this coming. Go ahead, caller.
The Dukes was a spinoff from Enos.
Not Enos. Nope, Enos was the spinoff from the Dukes of Hazzard, but it was not the show that the Dukes of Hazzard spun off from. Okay, two passes to Zumbezi Bay. We've got Judy Jackson in twice here. We've got Trish in three times, Courtney in, and Bill Ballinger. Now we'll switch these all around. All right, and you can pick these up between 4 and 5 today. The winner of the Zumbezi Bay passes is... Okay, let me switch these up really good. The winner is Courtney. Courtney wins the passes to Zumbezi Bay. All right, that's it for me today. 4 to 5 today, you can pick those up. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page,